Go ahead.
Sounds good. This is a call to order, the meeting of Town of Curie Beach Board of Adjustment, Tuesday, January 28th, 2025 at 6 p.m. And the first is adoption of the agenda. I think we've already had one request for a change for old business. We'll have a question in the old business section. Are there any other changes? If not, get a motion to adopt the agenda.
Okay, are we amending the agenda?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If we're amending it, we need to list what the amendment is to the agenda and where it's going on the agenda.
Okay. The amendment is a question for old business. And so can I get a motion to adopt that change?
Okay, someone make the motion and state in the motion what it's for.
I would like to make a motion to ask a question about the variance that was given at the last meeting a couple months ago.
Sure. Why don't you make a motion to add to the agenda under old business an item for discussing the previous Deering appeal?
Second.
Sure.
Second. So, John, you second?
Second. Sure.
Okay, great. All
in
right.
All
in favor?
Aye.
Crack that whip, girl.
The organizational meeting for reason.
That's right, exactly. All right. In the organizational section, appointment of chairperson, vice chair.
I'm sorry. I need a motion to excuse Scott from the meeting tonight.
Oh, yes, that's right. What's Scott's last name?
Seelig.
All right. We need a motion to excuse Scott Seelig from the meeting tonight.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, now we're on organizational. All right, appointment of chairperson and vice chairperson. Stand that I'm willing to be chairperson and John's vice chairperson, but anybody could be. You guys have any discussion around that?
Do we need to make a motion for that?
Yeah.
I would like to make a motion that John. John and John. John.
John McManus.
John McManus and John.
John Nettle.
They are two separate motions. So do the chair first, make the motion the second, and then the chair says all in favor, and then we'll move on to the vice chair.
I'd like to make a motion that John McManus stay on as chairman.
Or be the chairman.
Be the chairman.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. I'd like to make a motion that John Nadeau be vice chair.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Good with that thing. All right, jumping down to old business. We have one item. That is the question brought up about the previous variance?
Yes. I guess the question is, a variance was given to install the units per the plans in a area of setback that they weren't allowed in. But when I've gone and looked at the house, he did not install the units per the plan. He installed them as we questioned him that night, that he was installing them much further down, and we questioned him, and he says, oh, it's an optical illusion. They are not installed per the plans, and can we keep from giving him a CO until those units are moved?
I think that's a matter you have to discuss with.
I've sent it to Bethany, but I've been given no response from her. Because they are not installed per the plan that he gave us in that first 15 feet.
In the original plan?
Yeah. And he was adamant that, you know, he was there, it was shown on the plan, and he's going to put it per the plan.
So what are you saying, that it encroaches more than the encroachment that shows up on the...
No, ground? There's installed all the way down the length of the house rather than in the first, basically, 12 foot of the house like he showed that there was... He was so adamant that his drawings showed a pad for the mechanical units, but he did not install them on a pad. He installed them on platform down the length of the house.
I remember the platform showing up on the plan.
Mm-hmm. And that's what his whole basis was, that we approved that platform, and therefore he could install them on that platform.
His request was to grant him a variance from the encroachment problem he had with the setback. I don't recall anything specifically about where along the rear side or side.
No, the questions we went through even said the construction of the resident structure is in accordance with the approved building plans, and it is not.
Well, like I said, I think we need to take that up with Ms. White.
But the variance given, was the variance given to the plan or to be encroaching in the setback?
Variance was from the setback requirement.
Right, not from the plan.
So if you went down the length of the house, but the encroachment was the same as the original position, then I think the variance probably, I don't recall any condition. It's the variance from the setback requirement. I don't recall any conditions placed on that variance. It's been a long time since I looked at that decision.
But it was given because he said he was going to install it per the plans.
It was given because the applicant met the four requirements.
But he didn't, because one of the requirements is that the applicant had financial hardship, and the applicant said he did not have financial hardship, that the homeowner would have financial hardship.
Well, the applicant was speaking on behalf of...
Yeah, but I mean,
as an authorized agent for the hearing.
But per that, what was filled out, he was the applicant. They weren't.
I think the record's pretty clear that the applicant is the homeowner, and that homeowner's executed this agency appointment form that we provided in order for that individual to speak on their behalf for the purposes of the hearing.
So, Jim, how will we move forward on this one?
I think it's Ms. White's responsibility at this point. If you've got a question about conformity with approved plans, with the possibility of withholding a CO, that's squarely within her jurisdiction and not mine. I just think it warrants a discussion with you.
Okay, I've not looked at the house,
right.
But procedurally, I think we came together, we considered the evidence that was presented before us, along with the, you know, the rules of permit and setback requirements and all. We followed the procedures. We went through a very logical, methodical process to arrive at the decision that the variance should be issued. I signed it a week ago or so, so I don't know if it's been delivered.
It has.
It seems at this point it's more of a enforcement issue, that they have a permit that showed the layout. We confirmed that was not in accordance with the setback requirements, but you're right. I was led to believe that that's how it was built when they came in, so we did exactly what was shown. I believe that falls back on the town to go back out and make sure that it is constructed in accordance with the permit that was issued.
Right, it's a building permit / CO issue. So I 100% agree with your statement.
Right, so we have the building permit, we have a variance that they can now go look and see if it complies with both of those. Is that fair?
That's
fair enough.
So we have, maybe we could communicate, if necessary, our question, or just ask, it's Beth, right, to confirm that as constructed, it is in accordance with the permit and the variance?
I don't think you have the jurisdiction either to deal with a building.
Right.
If you all are correct in your concerns, then it becomes a building permit / CO issue, and that's not in your purview. It's not in mine either until a decision is reached, and in, which may trigger another procedure, which may require some legal services. But at this point, you may want to appoint one of your own to follow up with Ms. White on this issue and see where you're at and come back and report if you want to have a meeting next. Well, again, it's, you don't even have to come back and report because it's not part of your jurisdiction.
No, I understand that, but I guess my question was more, we were presented with evidence that night to make a variance, and the evidence that was presented to us that night was in fact not what was done. And that was my only question. You know, we go through this.
I don't think that changes what you're saying. You just said that what was done after, if you think it out logically, it comes still to the point of being a permit and a CO issue. Because what I think I just heard you say was, based on the evidence that was presented that night, which at that point in time, the construction with respect to the equipment had not been completed, because we were having a hearing on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, subsequent to that, that's not what was done. I think that gets back to the permit and the CO issue.
Right.
And if you take it all the way back, the permit was issued based, you know, we had plans originally that were submitted in along with an application for a building permit. There's a lot of focus on those plans because, as we all recall, it showed the encroachment but were approved anyway. So at the end of the day, I think there's two reasons why this is a building permit and a CO issue, and after I state those two reasons, I don't have anything else to say about that. The first issue is, if it wasn't built, from what I can understand, if the equipment, once it was installed, does not conform to the plans that were approved originally, then that's a building permit CO issue. And likewise, if the equipment was installed subsequent to the appeal and it was not placed where the evidence, which at that point in time were the same plans that were approved originally, then again, I think it's a permit CO issue. There's nothing in the law that allows you to go back and take away the variance for something like this, because you'd be getting in yourselves involved with code enforcement, with building regulations. Enforcement, and that's just not in your jurisdiction.
So I could go talk to Bethany and say, hey, can you just check this out?
Yeah, well, let's make it official. You know,
okay.
Have the board appoint somebody to follow up with her, or if you just want to do it informally, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, we can just be informal as far as I'm concerned.
It might be cleaner that way.
All right. So if I talk to her, should I report back to the board or just talk to her and let her run with it?
Again, I think it's squarely her issue and really not yours.
Okay.
If you'd like to be kept informed so that you know what's going on, you can follow up with her later. But why don't you have that initial discussion and see where it takes you? That's what I was saying.
Okay.
For me, I don't feel like I need to know. I mean, I feel like that's her. It's her job to go out and make sure it's in compliance, and we can make her aware that we have questions.
That there was concern.
I'm not looking for an answer.
Right.
I don't think it has anything to do with you all.
Right.
If you want to raise the issue with her, go ahead and raise it, but I'd leave it at that.
Okay. I'll raise the issue with her and let her decide whether to do or not do something with it.
That fits squarely within her position description.
Mm-hmm.
And not yours.
Right, absolutely. That makes complete sense. So.
All right.
Okay. All right. That all for old business? All right. We're moving to new business. First off, the adoption of the 2024 annual Board of Adjustment report. Did everybody have a chance to read that? And are there any questions, changes? If not, then can I get a motion to accept the 2024 Board of Adjustment report?
I'll make a motion that we accept the 2024 annual BOA report.
I second.
I'm sorry,
all in favor?
I'm sorry, who seconded that?
John, I made a motion.
Yeah, I second.
You can't second.
Okay,
second.
No problem. All right, and all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. So interviews. We have two folks here to interview for the two vacant positions that are that we have, and I'm not sure which two you are, so.
I'm George Thomas.
My name is Ed Mealand.
Okay. All right. So going in alphabetical order, Ed, maybe can step up so we can hear you when you talk. That'd be great.
And hello, y'all. Just want to give you a resume to help you out a little bit. My name is Ed Nealon. I live here in Cary Beach for just about 2 years now. Actually, last month, got married right here on the beach to the woman I've been with for the last 23 years.
Nice.
I have been doing home inspections for the last 28 years. I have an extensive amount of licensing. I'm actually licensed in 6 states. I personally have done well over 17,000 engineering inspections on homes and buildings. Extremely knowledgeable on all aspects of construction, whether it's a small residential house. I've done houses and buildings up over 156 million. I'm pretty sharp at looking at things, understanding codes, explaining why codes are the way they are, the ramifications of, you know, what a particular code is and why it's enforced in a certain way, you know, to help people understand things a little bit better. But pretty easy going, very flexible in time. I always have a straight face. That should be just who I am. But I'm very easy to approach, talk to, and that's why I'm here.
You folks have any questions?
You are full-time on the island, you say?
Yeah. I travel a lot, do a lot of different things, but yeah.
Do you know what we do?
From what I gather, it's somebody having a possible complaint with the building department wanting to do something that is out of variance, and then that's where you guys come into play to take a look at it from a second set of eyes.
And then prior to living here, where did you live?
New York.
Oh,
yeah. Long Island.
Oh, nice. On the island. Nice. Other questions?
No, you don't view any conflicts, potential conflicts.
I don't see.
Do you see? I don't know exactly what you do, but just think there would be unlikely to have conflict with what you're doing in your normal work versus what might come before.
Yeah, I mean, most of what I do would more be like someone's buying a house, you know, wanting us to take a look at it, you know, pre-purchase, or someone's looking at a commercial building, you know, wanting to see what's going on with it. But there pretty much isn't anything I couldn't tell you whether it's electric, plumbing, heating, roofing, structures, foundations. I'm extremely knowledgeable. Not only do I know those systems, I pretty much can fix anything.
So when you say you know the code, you're really talking about the building codes themselves more than anything. And so I'm thinking from a point of view of a conflict of interest. So you're familiar with zoning, but it's not really part of your day-to-day job.
Correct. You know, understanding why setbacks are the way they are. Sometimes, you know, there's real reasons for certain things. You know?
Sure. Another question? All right. Thank you very much. We'll talk to the next person. You must be then George. There you go. And George, you work for Pete part-time? Pete Bame?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I work part-time with Ace Hardware for Benton.
Very cool.
Yeah. And since
August. Oh, nice. Very good.
Yeah, I love
working. It's a nice job. So you've been on the island since 2020?
Yes.
And where before that?
We lived in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I gotcha.
I was a general superintendent for Shoke Construction up here for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly heavy commercial buildings, high-rise apartments, outlet malls, movie theaters, those kind of things. And I retired about a year ago. My wife and I have owned a house down south since 2020, and we've been a permanent residence here since for about 13 months now.
Nice. I gotcha.
And other than the hardware store, I don't have any other anything right. That keeps me busy.
Well, I give them plenty of business, that's for sure.
Yeah, we are. It's going to get busier. So they keep ordering it. Spring's coming.
Yeah. No doubt. Asking the same question that John asked, you know, do you understand what this committee does?
We kind of stand in between code enforcement and the variance issues and somebody going to court. We're kind of that in between the two points. We don't want it to go beyond us.
Right.
Basically, we can't settle something here between the board mm-hmm. and a local builder or a homeowner. You know, it's a small town. It's just, I'm sure we can work anything out with anybody that's built a house or even anybody that might be working on these hotels before I ever get to that point.
Yeah. So,
Chairman, if I can make a comment. It's not about mediating or negotiating a dispute. What comes before this board are two things. One, someone appealing a decision by the code enforcement officer or the director of development and compliance. And two, a variance from the zoning regulations. Both of those matters are decided by this board in a quasi-judicial hearing where there's testimony and evidence.
I saw you have a quasi hearing coming up in February. Maybe not for this group.
That's the historic present. There's several quasi judicial proceedings, special use permits by council, administrative appeals, and variances by the Board of Adjustment, the board, and applications for a certificate of appropriateness for the downtown preservation district. Those are handled by the Historic Preservation Commission. You're right, we have a hearing on Wednesday, I think, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
The other thing I wanted to add was, we're living here in this town now. I'm no longer in construction. I've got a pretty heavy background in construction. Most of my jobs are in the $80 million range. But I want to be part of Curry Beach, not just living here, every day. I want to actually kind of be part of what this town does, keep it the way it is. And then we kind of pride ourselves on being a small beach town. And I just want to make sure that the rules are being followed. And that's kind of where we stay. I just don't want to sit in the sidelines and watch. I see all the people complaining on Facebook about things, but I'm like, you could have done this or you could have said this a long time ago, but nobody said anything. So too late now.
Right. Any other questions? Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, should we have discussion for each one individually?
You can. You have two vacant spots. Right. They are alternate spots, so, but they do, you're as an alternate, sorry. As an alternate for this board, if one of the full members cannot be here, such as Scott tonight, an alternate would step into his place. So it's an important role. It's important to come to every meeting and watch the full 10 members so you can get to learn what you're doing. But there are two spots that you need to recommend the town council. And then town council will interview at the February meeting and appoint. So you're just making a recommendation.
Okay.
But you can discuss.
Anybody have any discussion?
Does anybody know anything about Philip, who was not here tonight?
He never responded back to me. I just put his name on in case he came.
Okay. I think two makes it easy. Okay. So basically what we're going to be doing is we're going to be recommending these folks, if we decide both of them, to the town council for town council to approve them. So if there's...
I think they're both more qualified than I am, so I don't have any issue with recommending that town council approve both of them to join us.
Do we need to give the names that we recommend that Edward Nealon and George Thomas be presented to town council for approval to fill the two alternate positions available on the board?
Do we have a second?
I second.
And all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Good deal. And I think I lost my
thank you
in here somewhere. I think all we have left is adjournment.
Okay.
It is.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Very nice.